Okay, we are picking up on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We're Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We are on the second line. So the Gemara says, Pocheach Pares Al Shema. We said that if someone whose legs, if he's wearing shorts, so he said that he's not able to, to read from the Torah. So Gemara asked a question. Bay minei ula mirab, bay minei ula beirab meabaye. Katan Pocheach, ma'u shirik from the Torah. Let's say you have a katan whose legs are exposed. So is he able to read from the Torah or not? So he says, and Rashi explains that for sure for an adult, we're going to say that it's not a question that he's not able to do it because it says in the Pasuk, you're not to have naked things. So the question is, though, with the child, doesn't make any difference. So he said, Amalei, the Tibai Lacharmai, just ask a question if he's completely naked, which they say doesn't mean completely naked. It means like his private parts are covered, but it means like the rest of his body was unclothed. Aramai time Allah, what's the reason that you're not asking me a question if a person who's naked, is he able to read from the Torah? Mishum Kavod Tzibur, because it's not respectful for the Tzibur to have someone who's very exposed to be reading to them. So the same thing, Hachanami Mishum Kavod Tzibur, so too here now, when you have a kid who's got his body exposed, so that even if it's just shorts, so it's not going to be respectful for the tzibur to do that. Suma Paray Sashma, then we said, the mission said that a Suma is able to be Paray Shema. We said again, that's where people come in late, and then they all start to do the Birchas Kriya Shema together. So Rabbi Huda said that someone who's blind is not able to do that. So Gemara asked, Tanya, Armalo the Rabbi Huda, they said to Rabbi Huda, we find that many people would explain the Maisa Merkava, which is the way that Yechezkel described the chariot, that the way he was describing the Kisya Kavod. So maybe it's a very complicated thing. No one ever saw it, obviously, and people still learn about Maisa Merkava all the time. So why do you say that a Suma can't daven Biparis Al Shema because he's never seen Yotzer Arav Reichoshech? Just like we see Maisa Merkava, people do it and they don't know that there's a problem with it. So Gemara answers. Rabbi Huda says no. Hasam Bavanta Deliba Tali Milsa. Over there, when it comes to the Maisa Merkava, it's just a question of understanding conceptually what he's talking about. So even if you didn't see it, but you could still have an understanding of what it was. Over here, Vahakamachavim Viyada. So a person can have Kavani, could try to figure out what is it that they were talking about. Bahacha Mishum Hanahu. But over here, when we're saying the Brach of Yotzer Or, it's a question of, are you getting benefit from it? Vahalasei Hanan, he's not getting any benefit from it. So therefore, Rabbi Huda says that a Suma is not able to be Paras Al Shema for the Tzibur. Rabbanan Islay Hanak Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbanan hold like Rabbi Yossi as far as what the concept of Hanak, meaning, because they say that a Suma could do it. So what does Rabbi Yossi say? Because we said, the Tani, we learned in a Braisa, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Call Yamai Hayitzi Mistar Al Mikra Zeh. All my life, I had a lot of trouble with this following pasuk. It says, Hayitzi Mimashish Batzarayim Kashi Mimashish Ha'ivir Ba'afelad. You're going to be stumbling around at midday, just like a blind man is stumbling around at night. So the Gemara asks, Pimai Ichvas Leh La'ivir Ba'afelad Lora. Why does the pasuk say, like a blind man stumbles around at night? What does a blind man care if it's daylight outside or if it's nighttime outside? It doesn't make a difference to him. Either way, he can't see anything. So what does he care if it's nighttime? My answer is, until the following story took place with me, and then I was able to understand why the pasuk says that. One time, I was walking in the middle of the thickness of night, and I saw a blind man that was walking, and he was carrying a torch in his hands. So Amartilo, I said to him, "Bini avukazul amalach, why are you carrying this torch around? What does it benefit you? You're blind, you can't see anything anyway." So, I mean, maybe he didn't say it like that, but he said, you know, what do you need the torch? You're not getting any benefit from it. So Amarli, he said to me, Kozman Shavu Kubiyadi, Bnei Adam Rona, see, the whole time that I'm holding the torch, so people are able to see me, and they're able to save me from thorns and bushes and other things that are in the way. So even though I'm not able to get any benefit from it, but people see me, and they could warn me and say, hey, look, where you're watching, you're about to walk into a ditch. So the Rabbanan holds like Rabbi Yossi, that a blind person could get hana from light because people are able to help him with the light. So even though he himself can't see it, but he can still derive benefit from it. So therefore, they hold that you are able to make that a blind person could say the bracha of Yotzer Arav Reichoshech. Okay, next Mishnah. It says, "Coin sheyesh biyad of mumin lo yisa." You're not a coin. Any of you a coin? You're a coin? Okay, so this is your Mishnah. I mean, not your Mishnah. I mean, this Mishnah is about Kohanim. I don't mean it's about you with blemishes. So, okay. Kohen sheyesh biyadav mumin lo yisa kapa. If a Kohen has blemishes on his hands, he's not able to dochen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ach mishah yadav tzvuos satis Lo Yishtes Kapav. Also, someone who has his hands are stained with paint, he's also not able to. He's also not able to dochen. And then Gemara is going to explain why that is. Because people are going to look at him when he's doing it, and when the Kohanim are duchening, so the Shekhinah is the Shekhinah is resting on their hands. So if people are looking, the idea is that you don't want people looking at the Kohanim's hands when they're duchening. So if a person has unsightly hands, he has something wrong with his hands, and they're going to explain other things also. So then people are going to look at his hand. They're going to want to see who is it, and they're going to be looking at his hand, and it can cause him to come blind, they say, because the Shekhinah is resting on his hand. So, and again, when I was listening to one of the Shekhinah preparing for this, Rabbi Ari Leibowitz said, he says, nowadays, all the Kohanim cover their hands when they're duchening. But he says he was once in a place, he saw one person that doesn't cover his hands when he would duchen. You ever been with anyone that... Okay. So you saw people that don't? It's interesting. I don't think I've ever seen people that don't do it. Right. Yeah, like you're not supposed. So actually he brought up the question of happy socks. You know those bright colored socks that have like the smile. So if a Kohen's wearing that, and then, so we're all sitting there, we're looking everywhere but their hands, we're not looking at their hands, so we start looking at their feet, you know, you draw attention to it, and then you want to look up and you say, who's wearing that, you know, so you're going to be looking at their hands. So the Gemara says, Tana, Mumin Sha'amru Bifanav Yadav Raglav, the moment that they're talking about are both going to be on his face, his hands, and his feet. Or again, for the same, like we just said, if it's on his feet, they're going to want to know who is it that has that on his feet. They're going to look up and they'll see his hands. If it's on his face, they're going to be looking at his face, and they're going to be drawn to his hands. If it's on his hands, when his hands weren't covered, they're going to see it. They're going to be like, they're going to want to, the human nature is to stare but not stare when you see something that is not the norm. So, you know, people are going to be drawn to it. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yadav bohakniyo slo yises kapav. If a person has spotted hands, he's not able to do tadochen. Tana nami hachi, Yadav bohakniyo slo yises kapav, akumos akusho slo yises kapav. Also, if he had that his fingers were bent or twisted, he also shouldn't be, duchening. Again, Rabbi Leibowitz pointed out, he says, he was in a show once where a person had his hands were deformed, go to the side, and he used to leave. He would walk out when they were doing duchening, because...
When they get older, their fingers move like that. They're not talking about that.
I don't know. It's something that's gonna look unusual. It's not talking about something that, like, if everyone, as they get older, so their hands, their fingers...
Those fingers like
big. That's spreading apart. That's not unusual. That's, you know, it's, you could have that when you're younger also. I'm saying, I think it's talking about people who have deformed hands, that they're misshapen, that they're, you know, they're pointing in the wrong direction or something. So I don't, okay. I'm Rav Asi. Chayfani lo yises kapav. A person who's from Haifa is not able to duchen. Why? And the Gemara is going to explain. We'll get to it. Tani nami hachi. Ema reading l'fnei ateva lo anshe beishan, lo anshe beis chayfa, lo anshe tivonin. All these people are not able to do it. Why can they not duchen? Mipnei shekaren la alfin einin, ula einin alfin, because they call an aleph an ayin, and an ayin an aleph. So, if they're saying, ya'er Hashem panav ilechav yichuneka, if they're going to say, so ya'er with an aleph means that Hashem should light show favoritism to you. Ya'er with an ayin is a form of klala. So again, nowadays we don't know the difference between an ayin and an aleph, but apparently there was one, and that from there they did not know the difference back in the times when people did differentiate from it, and they would say it in a way that would make it sound like that Hashem should give you a klala. So therefore, they shouldn't be duchening. If you would be a Levi, you would not be able to dochen. Why? Because your voice is very, like, it doesn't blend in nicely with other people. You had a very deep voice, so like Barry White maybe. So they like, it would have been distracting. You wouldn't be able to do it. So he says, if you were a Levi, you wouldn't be able to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. So Asa Amarle Lavua, so he went and he told his father what Rav Chiya said. Amarle, Zil Emele, you should say to him, Kishata Magia Eitzel, V'chikisi Lashem, Lo Nitzetz M'charef M'gadef, when you go to say the Pasuk of V'chikisi Lashem, aren't you cursing out Hashem? Because he apparently had a speech impediment, and he would say his ches, He could not say the ches sound. He would say it as a hey. So it would say v'hikisa b'Hashem, that he was hitting Hashem. He said, so you're cursing on Hashem. Meaning, like, stay in your own lane. Like, you know, don't sit and tell people who they could, you know, if they could sing in the Beis HaMikdash, they couldn't sing in the Beis HaMikdash. Like, Judaism's for everybody. And there's always a way to find a path for everyone to do something. Amar Rav Huna. Zavlag and lo yisus kaba. If someone has that, he's like very teary-eyed, he shouldn't be duchening, again, for the same reason, because people are going to see who is it that all these tears coming out, they're going to be drawn to look at his face. You said that you're not able to do it, but there was a person, a coin like that in Rav Huna's, where Rav Huna lived, and he would duchen even though he had these tears coming out of his eyes, and Rav Huna didn't say it was a problem. So my answer is, Ahu Dashbi Rahava. He was a regular, he lived there. So everyone knew who he was, so it's not like something unusual. They saw him all the time, so therefore it wasn't a problem. Which based on this, I wonder if like that would mean that if someone had bent fingers or something, or if he had, you know, like something that everyone's used to seeing, maybe it wouldn't be a problem then for them to duchen. I don't know, maybe. Tani Nami Hachim, we also learned another brisa, Zavlag and Lo Yisas Kapav, Imhaya Dash Bira, Mutter, that again, a teary eyed person should not be duchening, but if he was someone that lived in the city, everyone was familiar with who he was, who he looked like, then he'd be able to do it. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Suma ba'achas me'enav u'yisas kapav. A suma who's blind in one of his eyes, he's not able to duchen either. And for sure not if he's going to be blind in both of his eyes. But there was someone who was blind in one eye in Rabbi Yochanan's neighborhood, and he didn't stop him. He allowed him to duchen. My answer is, ahu dashbi rahav. Again, he lived there, so people were used to it. Again, because if someone's blind in one eye, I don't think it means just that he can't see. I think when sometimes you see if a person is blind in their eye, like it has like a milky a covering, or sometimes there's like the eye, whatever it is, there could be a you know, it's deformed, so people are going to be drawn to it. Tana Nami Hachi, Suma Bachas Mein of Lisa's Kapa, Vimhoi Dashbim Ramutra, that again, he can't do it, but if he's a regular in the city, he could do it. Rabbi Yudomer, Misha Yadav Tzvu, also Yisa's Kapa, someone had it that his hands were stained with paint, or if he was working with something that would get them very stained, like then he shouldn't be duchening. Tana, Im Roban Shir Malachta Makach Mutra, but if most of the people who live in the city are people that work with these dyes, so they're all used to seeing dyes on each other's hands, so it's not a big deal for them, he is able to duchen. Okay, next Mishnah. Amar any over lefneateva b'tzibun. If let's say someone says, I'm not going to go before the aron, I'm not going to daven as a shliach tzibur if I'm wearing colored clothes. So apu levanim lo yavur, he's not able to go even when he's wearing white clothes either. And the Gemara will explain. B'sandal any over, if he says I'm not going to go down while I'm wearing sandals, so apu lechev lo yavur, he also can't go down even if he's barefoot. He's not able to daven for the amud either. Ha'osat tfilos ha'gula. If let's say someone makes his tefillin, if he makes the tefillin shorosh, if he makes it round instead of squared, sakana ve'embo mitzvah, he's placing himself, it's a sakana, and he's gonna and there's no mitzvah, he's not doing anything because he's wearing round tefillin, and the Gemara is going to explain what the danger is. Nasna mitzvah al pasiyot. Let's say that the person, instead of putting the tefillin up here, you know, at the top of his head, he put it like between his eyes, or he put the tefillin shel yad, instead of putting it by his bicep, he put them around his hand. He put the bias of the tefillin, he put it around his hand. So harizad derachminos, that's apikarsis. So, and because the minim would translate, would say, so they translated to mean, ukshartam la'os al yadecha means that you should put it in your hand, and l'totofos ben enecha, they translated to mean that it should be literally between your eyes. So if you're doing that, it's doing like the minim would do. Tzipanzav, let's say you would cover it with a tefillin with gold, unasnal base unkuli shalom, or if let's say you would put it on your on top of your clothes instead of against your bare arm, harizad derech hakitzonim, that's the way that people who like think outside, meaning it's not the way that they're supposed to be doing it, they're coming up with their own halacha. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason that if someone says that I'm not going to daven for the amud, if I'm wearing colored clothes, we don't let him daven even if he's wearing white clothing? So chashin on shem aminus nizra kabob, because we're afraid that he's really a min, and the min, Rashi said, these people, when they would not wear colored clothing when they were serving their avodah zarah. So if he's saying I'm not going to wear colored clothing when I'm going up to daven for the amud, we're afraid that he's really doing it because of for avodah zarah reasons. Ha'osat tfilaso agula sakana ve'embo mitzvah. Someone makes his tefillin, again talking about the tefillin shel rosh round, so it's danger and he's not getting a mitzvah. So Gemara says lema tanina lahad tana rabbanon. Tefillin, I'm sorry, actually, you know what? Rashi, the Gemara doesn't say it. Rashi says that the reason why that a person, if you wear rounded tefillin, apparently, if someone was wearing rounded tefillin and they would walk into like a doorway, because again, they wore their tefillin all the time. So if he's walking around, he'd walk into a doorway, apparently they were afraid that the rounded tefillin would pierce his skull. Now, I don't know why that's more than the tefillin that we wear. I don't know why that would make a difference, but apparently that's what it was. So we say that this should be similar to what we learned. Tefillin and rubos, halacha Moshe Mitzinai. The fact that tefillin have to be squares, halacha Moshe Mitzinai, v'amarava, b'tirfan v'achlosanon, that both in the way that they're stitched, that it can't be too tight, that you're going to be tearing the tefillin, and also in the fact that they have to be on squares, they have to be very diagonal, that's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So that's our Mishnah holds like that, the same thing, because the Mishnah said if you're wearing tefillin that are rounded, it's not going to be good. Amra papa, masnisin davida be, that's not a raya. Masnisin davida be amzuga, it could be that the Mishnah is talking about the tefillin that were made like a nut or an egg. So they're really, that wasn't not talking about the rounds. So they're talking about that would be a danger and you wouldn't be able to do it. But if you're wearing the other ones, then maybe you would be able to do it. We will stop here.